May need a light wrap there on the sideline, big boy.
Mm-hmm.
44.
Oh.
Clear and 44 on Saturday night.
I got plenty of light wraps.
Friday, low of about 4-0. So
Friday night football,
that could be kind of delightful or whatever. Yeah. So we'll see how all that goes. All right, so we're trying to help you today. If you haven't voted already, we want to see what we can do to help you out here.
Do most people really vote early?
I don't know.
Do the majority of voters vote early?
It's split.
I know a lot do, but do the majority?
We won't know until we're done with all the numbers.
Well, that's what the reporter for Fox just said. The majority will have voted early. I thought there was a lot. I didn't think it was ever the majority.
Well, we'll see.
It was Robert Wood with TSN, not Fox.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
See how that works.
Besmirch. Sorry.
So we're going to try to help you out here with the governor's race. We want to give you some information on the two main candidates for governor of Texas. And then that might, you know, if you're on the fence this morning, if you're mulling it over as you drink your coffee and eat your cereal or whatever.
Yes.
We want to be able to try
for
to
governor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That'd be Perry White.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. He's the editor of the Daily Planet.
Very nice.
Actually.
Yes, that's everybody. Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Bill White, he became Houston's mayor in 2004 and was twice reelected with more than 85% of the vote before he had to leave office for term limits. Bill White took the semester off when he was in seventh grade to be a page in the legislature. Bill White is rarely seen without a pair of ostrich skin cowboy boots unless he's exercising. By the way, he used to run marathons and enjoys running and long distance biking. Bill White had the highest grade point average in his graduating class at the University of Texas Law School. Bill White has a guilty pleasure. It's eating Oreos. Bill White's kids tease him about his big ears more than anybody. Bill White is an avid Bookface user, and he writes all his own updates and notes. And his wife, Andrea Ferguson, is an award-winning author of teen-oriented fiction. And Bill White is addicted to Mexican food.
Hmm.
His favorite Mexican restaurant is Hugo's Mexican Restaurant in Houston. Bill White has a son that goes to Texas A&M University, too, as a matter of fact.
I think I knew that.
Things that you didn't know possibly about Rick Perry. Rick has a reputation for not sweating. But he gets nervous like everybody else, and he practiced using the gavel before his first and only legislative session as light governor.
Oh, didn't want to hit his pinky.
Something like that. Perry is slightly bow-legged, a fact that he attributes to trying to stand like those cowboys when I was a kid. Rick Perry graduated third in his high school class of 13.
I was going to say.
He didn't make the top 10.
Yeah. He was born in, he's not the top 10%. He was born in Paint Creek near Abilene. His childhood home did not have running water. Rick Perry loves classic rock, especially The Who. Rick Perry wanted to be a veterinarian, but his grades weren't good enough. He graduated with a degree in animal science in 1972. Rick Perry was a Democrat as a state legislator, and he switched parties in 1989 when he ran for Ag Commissioner. Rick Perry likes to play the drums. In fact, at the inaugural party in 2005 in D.C., he played with ZZ Top. And Rick Perry considered a career as a, wait for it, commercial pilot.
Really?
Yeah. 1978, his family farm was struggling because of a drought. He planned to interview with Southwest Airlines, but the rains came in time, so he entered politics instead. So, there you go. Little facts about the two guys of the main parties running for governor of our state.
There you go.
Republicans
one has good hair, one has no hair.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Right, the follically challenged or follically chosen. Republicans need to gain a net of 39 seats in the House and 10 seats to take over the Senate. Political experts think that probably the Senate is a long shot. Isn't difficult to get that 39. One Republican lawmaker told Jamie Dupree yesterday that he guesses that the Republicans will get 55 seats. Now, how important are these races here in Texas? And by the way, next hour, there was a story in the New York Times yesterday about the 17th Congressional District race.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We'll talk about that next hour. But in the meantime, in a poll released yesterday by the San Francisco Chronicle, The Edwards Flores race was ranked fourth in importance nationwide, and that is above the aforementioned Rick Perry and Bill White. In a poll from 6 weeks ago in the Washington Post, Edwards Flores ranked second behind the Nevada Senate race. And, of course, that's why, and I think, was it this week, Time Magazine may have also had a story on this race as well. So we'll see how all that goes, and we'll have the coverage for you tonight. And let's see what else. Oh, now they're trying to tell us why people aren't going to come out and vote today. All those people who thought Barack Obama was the bee's knees and how they're not coming out. Former volunteers for the Obama campaign wondering why the president did not make greater effort to connect with those young voters during his time in office so far. It seems that it's only been in recent weeks that he's tried to do that, to try to get that youth vote out, gone to the Daily Show and college campuses. As one student activist said, he made young people feel important, and then he got into office, and it was like he wasn't talking to us anymore, end quote. I don't know if he sounded like that.
Well, if he sounded like that, no wonder they're not going to vote.
Yeah. Leaders of Organizing America, the official organizing group that rose up in the 2008 campaign, said that President Obama was busy governing. Really? I'd like to know how many days he's been outside of Washington in his first month, a year and a half. I mean, I'm just going to say, I'm sure you can govern when you're not in D.C., but, man, I kind of thought you had to be there for a lot of that time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the New York Times notes that emails from the organization over the past 2 years would betray a lack of focus on young people and a failure to solicit their ideas. So, in other words, it was like, we need your vote and then we don't need you? Oh, they wouldn't do something like that, would they? That would be shallow and political. They're not going to do that. Election warden in Bangor, Maine, that's what they call, I guess, the judges up there, the election judges. An election warden has been fired after not letting a police officer cast his ballot in early voting last week. The problem, the warden demanded that the veteran officer turn his gub over to another officer while he voted. You can't take your gub in to vote, and you're a licensed police officer? Anyway, the police officer refused and wrote on his Bookface post about the whole incident. After the post generated enough buzz, the election warden was in fact told to stay home. The Maine Secretary of State said, quote, I don't know what the warden was thinking. There's no reason why a uniformed officer, under any circumstances, should be questioned, unquote. And have you heard about this little dust-up that's going on in Connecticut? This is, you know, anytime you get the McMahons in there, yeah. I mean, with WWE, they know how to put on a show. Well, the deal is the federal government has stepped in because there's this dispute between Vince McMahon of WWE and the Secretary of State for the state of Connecticut, whose name is Susan Baziewicz, I believe.
Now Vince has friends.
Well, too. He does, yeah. But here's the deal. The Secretary of State said last month that local political officials, or poll officials, could, in fact, in their opinion, turn away voters from polling places if they were wearing WWE stuff.
Really?
Because that would identify with her. They consider that to be campaign material.
Oh, no.
So, So Vince gets mad, okay? Federal judge reversed that order. Vince sued, saying it violated his free speech rights, and so he promised he would give away WWE merchandise as close as possible to several polling places. But WWE went public with a letter late yesterday, said that it received a ruling from the Justice Department that it, in fact, would be a federal offense because you are paying or offering to pay an individual something of value for their vote. So he's called that off. So, I mean, wouldn't that have been great? Get like a WWE sweatband and then go vote?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the WWE paraphernalia is hot in Connecticut.
Flying off the shelves.
Listen, there are investment bankers. I guarantee you that there are investment bankers who have WWE posters in their desk that they just don't let their would-be customers see.
No, that's true.
All about it.
That's true. Yeah. During their breaks, they jump off the desk.
Yeah. Yes.
I was going to let you know here shortly. I'm working on it right now. I'm just a couple of clicks away from having a uh, having a story posted on WTAW.com so you can find your polling place and all that good stuff.
So, good. Oh. So if you don't know where that is and the polls open in, what, 11 minutes?
Yes.
Then you can be out there and go do that. And obviously we'll have complete coverage for you this evening. It all starts at 6 o'clock. And, again, it is brought to you by the folks at First Victoria Bank, Responsible Banking, member FDIC.